ready.
Yes, you get ready.
You want the latest news in the streets? Join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good
vibes. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.
Hey, Tea Sippers. It's officially TGIF. This week has went by super duper fast, honey. So if you guys do not know, this morning, P. Diddy, and not that P. Diddy, P-I-D-D-Y, but P-E-E-D-I-D-D-Y, P. Diddy, okay, was trending all over Twitter this morning. It is a hot damn mess. People logged on to Twitter to see who the hell this new P-E-E Diddy was, only to find out that the reason why this was trending was because of Carisha. You know, City Girls Carisha. She recently did an interview with Trina where she admitted that she loved golden showers. What the hell? Child, y'all go ahead and watch this clip real quick.
I can't say it.
You got to.
It say, take a shot if you like golden showers. I do.
Golden showers? Meaning when the guy pees on you?
Mm-hmm.
Pee on you everywhere? You like it?
I just like it.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Freak of the week, huh? So you say take a shot. You not take. You say take a shot. Oh, we need
I take a shot.
You like golden showers?
I do.
But it's like just, peeing on you?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's just too
sexy. I'm going to be honest. Hold on. One more thing. I need something a little.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
I love that thing. So I'm going to be honest with you. I've never had a golden shower.
I did.
Did you? I've never had a golden shower. Like, I've given one. Oh, is that the same thing as squirting? Or
They say that. I don't know. But I don't had to go to shower and I like
it. I give them.
Mm-hmm.
Golden shower, huh? But I've never experienced that. I'm all about trying new things, though. Golden shower.
It's fun. Yeah? Like, you know, when you're drunk and you just...
And they just ping all over.
All right, y'all just watch that clip. It got so bad that they literally had R. Kelly trending, okay? As we all remember, R. Kelly and his infamous pissy video. Dave Chappelle was trending because Dave Chappelle spoofed R. Kelly's pissy video. So this entire situation is a mess. So the internet is definitely going back and forth about this. To me, the City Girls are down 1,000 points, okay? I don't care, again, what grown adults do in the bedroom, but I don't understand why every podcast now has to just be about overt sexuality, what people are doing in the bedroom, how they like it, who they're smashing. It's almost like a lot of podcasts, especially ones that are hip-hop related, a lot of them talk about nothing besides sex. Everything is always sex-based, just overtly sexual, just low-gutter conversations. You know, I get it. It's entertainment. You know, it's food for fodder. But it's almost like, who asked for this? Like, why do we need to know this? And my thing is this. It's not a flex. Somebody relieving themselves on you is not a flex. And her saying that it turns her on and she's into it. I'm getting porta potty vibes. I'm getting I'll do anything to be in certain spaces, like a lot of IG models. I'm getting Dubai vibes, okay?
OMG, I've seen a lot. Like, it doesn't even have to be my booking email. It could just be my DMs. I've gotten offers for like $10,000 and a plane trip to like Dubai to spend a weekend for golden showers.
Wait, what's golden showers?
Oh, okay, I get it now. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Wow, they've actually said that that's exactly what they wanted to do.
Yeah, I've had a lot of strange requests for money.
Now, okay, do you think that's a real request? Do you think somebody's really willing to pay $10,000 to pee on you?
Definitely. Just look at me. If I was a man and like my thing was golden showers and I seen someone like me, I'm like, OMG, I'd pay her $10,000 to pee on her.
Wow.
And when you're willing to do anything to be in certain spaces and to be around certain people, you'll let them do whatever, you know? So she's making it seem like this is such a turn on. I don't know. Me personally, I just find it gross. But like I said, to each his own. Maybe I'm old fashioned, but you're not peeing on me, okay? Because if you start peeing on me, then the next thing would be that damn Biggie Smalls skit where the damn girl had Biggie shitting on her. Absolutely the fuck not. We got to know when to say when. If you give a fool an inch, they're going to take a mile. If I let you pee on me, then the next conversation is, well, you might as well let me boo-boo on you, too. Absolutely the hell not.
Wilding out, so boy, I thought shit's on the bitch, right?
And I would not be surprised if she was also getting that done. We all know Diddy's a fucking freak, as many are in the industry. But it's just, to me, it's a bit much. I just feel like she puts all her business in the streets and she thinks this is cute. And then as soon as people don't agree with it or call her out or say that she's disgusting, then it's, I don't care. That's my business. Well, if you didn't care, you wouldn't keep taking to Twitter to tell folks that you don't care. So obviously you care. You know, again, what grown folks choose to do is their grown ass business. But at some point in time, there's a such thing called couth. And this is a mother of two. She has a little girl and she has a little boy, and I think her son is about probably 8 or 9. He's going to be old enough eventually to Google this stuff, to look up his mother, and I don't think any young boy wants to hear about his mother being pissed on. You know, and even her daughter, like, what are you showing her? You know, being involved in this weird haram with Diddy, and now you're bragging about getting pissed on. You know, and yeah, granted, it could have not been Diddy peeing on her, but I think it was. It could have been, you know, her other baby daddy or, you know, boyfriends in the past. But I don't know, peeing on people, that sounds like some rich people shit. Well, I don't know, just sounds like some rich people shit. Just sounds like some Dubai shit. I can just see her in the middle of all these men in Dubai, and they're just all pissing on her forehead, pissing in her mouth. You know, it just looks like people just take a piss fest on her, especially being that she says she's so turned on by it. Girl, bye. Anyways, y'all, I'm over these celebrities and their oversharing. It's starting to be a bit much. I'm gonna need Carisha, aka Urethra Brownlee, to go sit the hell down and quit spilling all types of unnecessary tea that we didn't ask for, okay? So anyways, y'all go ahead and leave a comment. Let me know your thoughts on this entire pissy situation, honey, concerning Carisha telling Trina that she loves to have golden showers showered upon her body. Let me know your thoughts. How do y'all feel about this? And do you feel like a lot of celebrities are doing far too much oversharing nowadays? Don't forget to hit the like button. Feel free to share the video. And most importantly, make sure you still subscribe to the channel. And I'll talk to y'all later. Deuces.
If you want the latest news in the streets, join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good vibes.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.